Chapter 12. The Truth. Herman E. Calloway didn't want to come out of his room. Mr. Jimmy and Miss Thomas kept me in the kitchen while they tried to talk to him. He didn't talk back, so they came down to sit in the kitchen with me. Mr. Jimmy said, "Now listen, Bud. Are you sure that your mama's name was Angela Janet?"
"Yes, sir."
"And the two of you have the same last name, and it was Caldwell? Her last name was never Calloway?"
"No, sir. Her name is just like mine. Caldwell. C-A-L-D-W-E-L-L.
"Okay, okay," said Mr. Jimmy. "How did your mama pass? And how long ago was it?"
"Pass" was just like gone. It was another one of those words that adults like to use instead of dead. "I was 6 years old, sir. She was sick, and she didn't go to work for 6 days. Then one morning, I went into her room, and she was dead."
"When she was living, Bud," said Mr. Jimmy, "what did your mama look like?"
"She was really pretty, sir," I said.
"I'm sure she was," said Mr. Jimmy. "But that's not what I meant. Was she short or tall? Was she thin or big?"
"I don't know," I said. "She was really pretty and tall and a little thin like me." "Bud was only 6 years old when she passed," said Miss Thomas. "Everyone was really tall to him." "Excuse me, ma'am," I said. "I can show you what she looks like. I've still got her picture."
I ran upstairs, but I walked really quietly past Herman E. Calloway's room. I opened my bedroom door. Herman E. Calloway was in there. He was sitting on the chair in front of the table. His hands were on his face, and he was taking big, deep breaths. It sounded like he was having trouble breathing. He was making sounds like I walked quietly into the room and picked up my saxophone case. I opened the case and took out my picture of Mama. I went to leave the room, but I looked at Herman E. Calloway one last time. He was crying loudly. I didn't understand why. Was it really bad that I was his grandson? I walked across to Herman E. Calloway and put my hand on his back. Herman E. Calloway looked up at me. He said,
it's
Bud, sir, not Buddy, I told him. He put his face back in his hands and started crying again. I stood with Mr. C for a little longer, then I left the room. I ran back into the kitchen and showed Mr. Jimmy and Miss Thomas the picture. Miss Thomas looked at it first, then passed it to Mr. Jimmy.
"Do you have any more questions, Jimmy?"
she said.
"That is Angela Janet Calloway. I'm sure of it," said Mr. Jimmy.
Miss Thomas started to say something, but I wasn't listening. I had an idea. "That's not a little dead girl's room I'm sleeping in," I said.
"That's my mama's room."
"That's right, Bud," said Miss Thomas.
"You're back in your mama's room."
Why didn't Herman E. Calloway come visit me and my mama? She was so sad, and she wanted to see him.
Miss Thomas looked at Mr. Jimmy, and he looked back.
Bud, said Miss Thomas, your granddad didn't know anything about you. No one knew where your mother went.
That's right, said Mr. Jimmy. She just ran away one day. Herman was a strict father, but he was strict with everyone.
Jimmy, why don't you go upstairs and see how Herman is doing?
Said Miss Thomas.
She said, why don't you? But it wasn't a question. Mr. Jimmy stood up and left the kitchen.
Bud, your granddad loved your mother very much, said Miss Thomas. He wanted her to go to college, so he was strict. But maybe he was too strict. Finally, she had enough, and she ran away. We've hoped to get a letter or message from her for 11 years, and finally we got it.
Miss Thomas smiled at me. I knew that she was trying to say that my mama sent me to them.
I'll give you something, Bud, said Miss Thomas.
She left the kitchen and came back with a picture. It was a picture of Mama smiling.
I can keep this? I asked.
Yes, Bud, said Miss Thomas. But we've got a problem, and I need your help. Your mama died 4 years ago, and you remember how bad you felt when she first died, don't you?
Yes, ma'am, because it still feels the same today.
I know, Bud, said Miss Thomas. But remember, your grandfather just learned that she passed. This is new for him. He hasn't seen her for 11 years, but he's never stopped thinking about her. Those rocks he picks up everywhere he plays are for her. She asked him to bring back a rock after each show when she was 4 or 5 years old. So now he does that. He writes the city and the day on it. He's got boxes of them upstairs. Please remember, Bud, Herman loves your mother just as much as you do.
I didn't think that Herman E. Calloway could love anyone at all.
Mr. Jimmy came into the kitchen. Grace, he said, Herman wants you.
Miss Thomas went upstairs, and Mr. Jimmy left the kitchen again, too.
A few minutes later, the band walked in.
Where is everyone? Doug asked.
I didn't want to say that all the adults were crying, so I said, they're around.
Well, we wanted to see you, said Steady Eddie. I told everyone that you've been practicing hard with your recorder, so we all put some money together for this.
He put an old case on the table and pushed it toward me. I opened the case, and I couldn't believe my eyes. Inside it was a small saxophone, just like Steady Eddie's. Steady Eddie helped me take it out of the case. I looked at the band.
Thank you very, very much. I'll practice on this so much that I'll be just as good as you all in 3 weeks.
Everyone laughed, so I did too.
Well, Mr. LaBone, said Steady Eddie, I've got something to do right now, but if you clean it up, I'll help you practice when I get back tonight. Does that sound good?
That sounds great, Steady, I said.
I said thank you to the band again, and then I went upstairs. I walked past Herman E. Calloway's room and saw that the door was open. He wasn't in there.
I could hear him and Miss Thomas. They were talking quietly in her bedroom. I went into my mother's room and put my new saxophone on Mama's old bed. I put my new picture of her on the table. Then I took my old saxophone case out, opened it, and started taking out all of my things. I wasn't going to need to carry them around with me anymore. I opened the tobacco bag and took out the rock that said Flint on it. I put the Flint rock on the bed. Then I took the bag and the flyers and walked down to Herman E. Calloway's room. I knocked on the door and opened it. He had a table just like my mama's. I put the flyers and the tobacco bag on the table, then quickly ran out of his room. I went back into my room and picked up my old picture of Mama, the one where she looked sad sitting on the horse. I put the picture on the wall next to all her pictures of horses. I smiled and felt very happy. I was finally getting Mama back home. I went back to the bed and picked up the Flint rock. I didn't need all the other things from my case. I could remember the way Mama spoke to me and helped me when I was sick or read to me at night. The one rock from Flint was enough. Next, I picked up my new saxophone. I tried to blow the same as Steady Eddie did, but it didn't sound as good. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't very good. Not like how it was when Steady Eddie played the saxophone, but I didn't care. I can learn how to play the saxophone, I thought. The strange noises that were coming from it were the same sounds doors made when they opened and closed. It was just like Mama said. I looked at the picture of Mama that Miss Thomas gave me. I said, "Here we go again, Mama," and closed my eyes and began practicing. Penguin Readers. Bud, not Buddy. Christopher Paul Curtis. Level 4. Retold by Saffron Alexander. Illustrated by Jackie Smith. Series editor, Sorrel Pitts. Read by Brandon Lee Sears. Copyright, Penguin Books Limited, 2023.